Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, we're back. We're talking about entrepreneurship today. We've got my favorite Coral Gables entrepreneur on with us, Scott Sim. Scott reinvented himself as well. Scott, I don't know, would you rather be in a high-rise office building in a suit or where you are now? My gosh, am I jealous. We've also got Jennifer Kovach on and Bobby Chopra. Scott, welcome back. I know Belinda's out there making money so you can be out on the water.
That's it. Yeah. You know what, Jim? I'm over here at Fairchild Tropical Garden, and I wanted to give you guys a nice backdrop so you can see the beautiful South Florida, the beautiful Miami. A lot of people don't take the time to get out here and look at this stuff. I don't do it, but when I heard from you, I said, hey, you know what? Let me pull over on my way home from being down at Palmetto Bay, and whatever. This is a beautiful environment here.
You know what, Scott? That's what you sell. Okay, Scott, you sell the lifestyle that you're in front of, and you sell the lifestyle that you're enjoying. You were down in Palmetto Bay, 5 minutes from where you are, driving on Old Cutler, perhaps the nicest road in Florida, at least, and you're at one of the most beautiful places in the world. All that people can do when they buy a house from you and Belinda, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? A lot of people don't know that. They get caught up in the, you know, mumbo jumbo. What's the price per square foot? What's this and that about? And I always tell people, if you're going to live down here, you want to find a way to get on the water, whether it's buying a boat, whether it's actually being on the water, if you can afford it. But if you can't, there's a lot of ways to get on the water. One of them is, you know, you buy a boat slip somewhere, like, you know, Coco Palm Marina. You own a house that doesn't cost you $6 million. You can still get on the water. You can still have your boat. You could join the marinas, get a slip. So there's a lot of ways you can do it without investing, you know, the multi-million dollar numbers that a lot of the oceanfront properties are selling for right now, Jim.
But that's part of the holistic soup to nuts service that you and your wife offer, and so does your team. By the way, thank you for having that young man reach out to me from UM. I really enjoyed that. That's a very nice endorsement.
Yes, sir.
So what you guys do is you also help them integrate into the lifestyle. They're not just buying a house with you. You're selling them a lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, we're both natives. You know, we're both in our mid-50s, so we've been here for a long time. And, you know, that's a unique factor. Most people, 55% of the residents down here were actually born in another country. So there's very few people that you're going to find that have actually lived in Miami for, you know, that number of years. So we feel like we really can, you know, talk about what it's about, talk about the lifestyle, talk about, you know, living here. And let's say the challenges too, because there are challenges. I mean, there's, you know, there's 33, 35 municipalities. There's not like a main, you know, hub where everybody, you know, congregates. So it's really important to try to fit in and establish connectivity, meet people. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's certainly a great place to live. And we love it.
Now, tell me a little bit about Coral Gables, the market, just for a second. You know, residential is really hot, upscale residential, hotter than hot. I saw your listing where Belinda has her open house. That's why she's not able to be with us today, because she's out there selling for one of her clients, as she should be. What's going on in the marketplace? Is there availability even? How do I find it?
Yeah, no, it's right now, you know, Jim, I do a lot of commercial, which is really suffering. And if you look at the contrast between the commercial market and the residential, it's amazing. You know, the commercial is probably down 35% to 40%. The residential is up equally as strong, probably 40%, 50%. So we're moving a lot of high-end luxury homes. We're finding that we're getting a lot of people from the Northeast, Connecticut, New York. You know, they love it here, particularly with the COVID stuff. People are thinking about, hey, if I'm going to work from home, what does that look like? I want to buy a nice house. And on the global scale, we are still very inexpensive. You know, compare our prices, price per square foot to, you know, Boston, New York, you know, go over to the top cities in Asia. We're still a bargain.
You know, one of the things that we were talking about is pivoting. And you and your team have pivoted. I pivoted into residential. You're now the team leader over there, and you've pivoted into residential. Bobby and Jennifer talked about pivoting, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Jennifer, so you hear what Scott's doing, and you hear how he's presenting himself. How would that be consistent with the way an entrepreneur that you would coach would behave?
Well, I would say many of our businesses right now are finding opportunities that weren't there before and pivoting towards it, whether it's seeing a need in their existing businesses or rethinking how they already do business. A couple, one example I think of right now is, you think of an event production company used to doing 100 or 1,000 people events. They also made sets and backdrops for businesses. And they said, well, we have the fabrication capability. Why not make those plexiglass protective barriers and help all of our small businesses reopen with these barriers to help them serve? And that's, probably something they never imagined making or creating. And here, that's a success for them. I find that they're finding niches that maybe were something they dabbled in or thought about, and now it's opening up.
Bobby, how does somebody get the courage to take a step in a new direction?
That's a great question. It's as simple as, fight or flight. What do you want to do? Do you want to give up on life, or do you have dreams to fulfill?
Wow.
So the opening page of my book is dedicated to, let me read it out to you, is dedicated to all who dream of a better life, have the courage to change, the will to persevere, and the heart to give back when success is found.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Scott, he just described you.
Bobby.
Why did you decide to pivot and leave Brickell Avenue for Coral Gables and the waterways? I think I just said it.
Let me tell you, I like that guy, Bobby. He's got it going on. My wife and I both worked in corporate America. I got a little jammed up there, but no, we worked for the big corporations, and we understood that environment. We saw, the competition both internally and externally with large firms. And we made a lifestyle decision. We said, you know what? We want to work, live, and play in our community. We want to make an impact. We want to help people. My mission, more recently, Jim, has been trying to help young brokers, young entrepreneurs that, want to advance themselves, create net worth, grow their income stream and create a retirement plan. And, somebody did that for me when I was young, and I feel like it's important that I give that back and, try to help people, because to me, that's more valuable. It's more rewarding than, making the next deal.
Hey, Scott, it's because it pays you in currency that you can't get anywhere else. And by the way, I'm happy to come and meet with you and some of the young people in a round format like we had at your house with that safe coffee, which I got to go back and do. I love your beautiful home.
That'd be great.
Bobby, what would you tell young people that are graduating today? Because when we graduated, everybody was talking about Japan and you were going to have a job for life. Now I have 4 jobs and none of them seem to be for life.
Not just young people, but all people, I would say this. Keep an absolutely open, flexible mindset. Okay? You cannot, those days are gone where you can plan your career 5, 10, 20 years ahead of time, because nothing is static. Everything is changing, and change is very rapid. Okay? It's incredible, but the opportunities are boundless. But one thing that is common to all of this is technology. We all have to become somewhat tech savvy and tech oriented, because almost everything is going to go wherever technology takes us. I mean, look at us. We're on Zoom right now, but we're not in a conference hall or whatever. This is how we do business. Keep an open mind, keep an open face and an open mind towards tech-oriented jobs and careers, because that's where the future is.
Well, I think we're all jealous of Scott, who's employing technology in a way that we all wish we were. Jennifer, how do you see technology and advise people on implementing the new technology? And I'll even say it this way. People are afraid. We make jokes about the Zoom thing, but it's evolved. It used to be okay to be in your pajamas and have your dog come in. Not so much anymore.
I hate to differ, but I think in some ways it is okay to have your dog pop in. Maybe before it was just very formal where, you have families at home walking in and you don't have a choice. You have to work at home. And so, but what we've really done is say, okay, you know what? In March, April, we're surviving. We're just kind of figuring out virtual. Now, next go around, we got to pick up our game. I think many small businesses are doing that. They're embracing that technology, paying for some technology, not just getting the free platform, updating their software and services. So it's not, I don't see it going away, and I think they know it's not going away either. So how to really formally implement it.
Well, we're doing that here on Freedom Business. We just got approved for the LinkedIn Live, which I've been trying for that for like a year, year and a half. I don't really know what I did to qualify other than apply. And then I got in these chat rooms and there are people that are all angry at them. So I find it to be an endorsement, not really about me, but about the people that I affiliate with, and that we project amazing, beautiful energy that helps other people do better. And that's why a platform, why a company would want to promote us onto their platform, because we're going to bring good positive energy to them. We've got a couple more minutes. Can everybody stay? Because I think this is tremendous. Can we all stay? I know, Scott, you're doing it on your phone and your arms can get tired there. But if you could stay, I'd really appreciate it. Bobby, Jennifer, everybody's smiling, so they're going to stay. Okay, Reagan, Mr. Mendoza, take it away. I've only known the guy for 3 years. He still can't get his name right. Mr. Mendoza, take it away. And as always, thank you for making me and my team look good here on the show, Reagan, Mr. Mendoza.